This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. After a long summer of getting beat up about their role in the Edward Snowden data collection story, big tech companies seem finally to have had enough. Google, Yahoo, Microsoft, and five others have run a big full-page ad today, and they've gotten a website up and running as well, asking Congress and the White House to please do something about all that excessive surveillance. Kara Swisher is the co-executive editor of All Things Digital. Hey, Kara.
How you doing?
It does kind of seem like these companies have taken their sweet time getting around to the fact that they object to this, doesn't it?
Yes, they're very objecting altogether, and it's a pretty weak letter, I have to say. But the good thing is they all agreed on something, and they never agree on anything. So that's a mild victory, I guess.
I guess we'll call it that. It is kind of strange bedfellows as well. I mean, Microsoft has no love for Google, and I mean,
none of them like each other, Let's be honest. None of them.
What exactly are they asking for?
Well, reforms. You know, it's sort of one of these, so Washington, it's like, we want you to not be so spying, even though a lot of them had different agreements with these agencies and were aware of some of it. I think they were surprised by the extent of it, and so they're sort of stamping their feet on that regard and trying to say this is hurting our businesses, which I think is at the heart of a lot of this stuff, is people, especially in Europe and the rest of the world, are not trusting these services, so a worry for their businesses.
Well, let's spin that out a little bit. I mean, if you go to their website that they set up, reformgovernmentsurveillance.com, which I'm looking
at right here. The catchy name of the website.
That's right. You learn a whole lot about what they don't like about what the government does. You don't learn anything about what they are doing with this self-same data that they have.
Of course. I mean, that's the irony here. I mean, they've been spying on us for years in order to sell things. It's a problem for these companies because they use this data to improve their businesses and at the same time object when the government is essentially using it to improve its business.
The question does arise, though, that if they are so up in arms about this, couldn't Larry Page at Google and Marissa Mayer at Yahoo, couldn't they just turn off the switch and say, no, we're not cooperating at all. Get a warrant or forget it.
They'll never take that step, I think. I think it'd be shocking. I mean, so there's been a bunch of those happening, you know, around smaller companies, and I think the indignancy is really real for a lot of them. In this case, they're just not going to do that. I mean, first of all, it has all kinds of legal implications, and I don't think they feel like going to jail for, you know, violating.
On a related note, you point out a piece in the Washington Post today about how morale at the NSA is just in the sewer.
Yes. People feel bad because people think they're spies, I guess.
Which is, you know, the truth.
Which is what they are. Yeah. I mean, don't be a spy if you don't want to be called a spy, I guess. But I think that the idea is that that other presidents have, George W. Bush, have supported them during times of controversy like this, and Obama hasn't apparently driven out there. And they want, you know, the president to say what you're doing, however distasteful, is important for the country, and he's not doing that, I guess, enough.
Kara Swisher is the co-executive editor at All Things Digital. Kara, thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot, Kai.